Hello and welcome to Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern and I help female entrepreneurs to start and scale the online marketing for their business so that they can live a life of time and freedom with confidence. Let's get right into it. So in this particular episode, we'll be looking at 25 slick places to sell your stuff and make money online super fast. Are you ready? Let's get into it. Are you looking to sell your stuff online in a hurry? If you are a self-confessed hoarder and you need to get rid of the clutter, then keep listening. The range of stuff that can be sold online is amazing. I saw puzzles, bicycles, used smartphones, jewelry, t-shirts, and even kittens. Yeah, kittens. If you're like me, you're probably wondering where did all of the stuff in your house come from in the first place? Having children is such a blessing on one hand, but on the other hand, it does even mean having a lot of bits and pieces that attaches itself to your home uncontrollably. Many years ago, the popular thing to participate in was a car boot sale to get rid of the unnecessary items from the house. Now, there are several local sites that allow anyone to either walk into a warehouse and or sell their goods for cash or use an app to sell your stuff online. So many people struggle with finding ways to generate emergency cash in a hurry to fulfill a need when their homes can be such a huge generator for cash. So in this particular episode, you'll be able to learn about the 25 awesome places that you can make money online by selling your stuff to people who actually want them. So why bother to sell your stuff in the first place, especially online? Well, if you have ever found yourself in a situation where you need a cash injection of funds to work on a project or make an urgent purchase, then you will find this absolutely useful. One of the best ways to raise funding or a capital for any project is by liquidating your existing assets. I know that sounds like a very enterprise business term, but bear with me. In other words, you can sell your stuff online that has high commercial value or high demand in order to come up with the money. For example, you may have valuable items that you no longer use, like designer handbags, accessories, or clothes. Electronics like computers, tablets, cameras, lenses, and TVs also have a resale price tag that you can use to make money fast. Depending on your experience, this may sound a little bit uncomfortable to you simply because you think of terrible experiences that other people had. The truth is that there are several platforms that will allow you to sell your stuff online from the comfort of your own home. The good news is that it can be done without the experience of swapping goods for money with a perfect stranger. So how do you get started? Well, the best way to get started selling your stuff online is to make a list of items that you would like to sell. So head on over to your closet, to those cupboards, to the attic, to the basement, to the shed outside. If you have a lot of stuff, you can start by putting them into categories like ceramics, clothes, electronics, soft furnishings, etc. Decide if you would like to meet the buyer in person or if you prefer to do the complete transaction online. You know, some of the stuff that you might want to sell may be a little bit fragile. So you may want to do something different with those, that kind of stuff. But anything that can handle shipping might be a good idea to sell those online. So check the list of possible places that you want to sell the items and take a close look at the fine print like shipping, listing, associated fees, etc. For items in the designer label category, you may want to take special care when selling these items as you don't want to be caught selling a fake. Also, taking a return and offering a refund on these items can pose a risk as the buyer might do a swap and send you a fake version. Some items may take longer than others to sell, so when coming up with a selling price, this is something you'll want to consider. Now that you're aware of all the possible risks, well, at least the short list of a possible risk, let's take a look at the list of available platforms to sell your stuff online. Woohoo, the fun part. Let's get into it. All right, so I've put together a huge list of platforms that you can sell your stuff online almost hassle-free. In the past, the go-to places were like eBay or Amazon, FBA, which have a lot of strict rules and a lot of red tape. However, this list has such a wide variety that you can set up your account and have your listings go live in less than 24 hours. So let's look at the fun platforms. Number one, Varage Sale, as in V for Varage. It is an app that is available on both iOS and Android that gives you the ability to buy and sell locally. It currently has users across Australia, Germany, Italy, Japan, USA, and even the UK. The worldwide phenomenon was started by Tammy, who calls herself the chief mom of Varage Sale. In 2012, while she was pregnant and at home on preventative leave, she discovered several communities across the world buying and selling using social media. She decided to join the fun and discovered the process was very cumbersome and got her husband to build something better. So Varage Sale was born as a better way to buy and sell locally online. I do have a screenshot in the show notes. If you would like to head on over there, you can take a look by visiting successunscrambled.com/sell-your-stuff-online. That's sell-your-stuff-online. Coming in at number two, we have Declutter. And that's Declutter with all the E-R at the end. It's D-E-C-L-U-T-T-R. Their slogan is the smart way to buy and sell tech. They have apps for both iOS and Android smartphones. When I first saw this site, I was a bit, you know, apprehensive because most technology items have a limited warranty. You know what I mean? However, on closer investigation, they offer some amazing promises like free shipping on all orders, a 12-month warranty that is free, over 2 million happy customers, fast next day payments. You will be blown away by these promises. If you have any piece of technology at home that you no longer use and need, then now is a chance to make a quick buck. I still cannot believe that they buy DVDs and CDs from you. Okay, at number three, we have Vinted. It's like minted with a V. So V-I-N-T-E-D. Upon hearing this name, the first thing that comes to mind, for me anyway, is vintage items. However, the site does offer the opportunity to sell other kinds of things. Like, it is currently available in France, Germany, Lithuania, Netherlands, Poland, Spain, the UK, and the US. They also have apps for both iOS and Android. What is still very surprising is that at the time of recording this podcast, they don't charge a fee for selling on their platform. Say what? I really like the way their site is laid out in a very organized fashion. The quality of each listing is very crisp. Okay? Rebag is what we have at number four. If you're into luxury designer handbags, then you will love this next option. Upon visiting their store online, you will instantly feel at home. Their store does not feel like a secondhand swap shop, but more like an upmarket store selling original designer handbags. You don't even need to find a buyer yourself. You simply need to send your previously owned designer handbag into them using their prepaid shipping label. Of course, they have apps for both iOS and Android. Each bag that you send in goes through a white glove inspection and is vetted. Once you sign up, you have the opportunity to get up to $200 off your first purchase as a buyer. So very attractive platform. They even have a 6-month fling option where you can resell the bag that you buy from them for a credit of 70% off your next purchase. I nearly fell off my chair when I noticed that they also offer financing options. Can you believe that? For a handbag. Anyway, at number five, we have ThredUp. They claim to be the largest online consignment and thrift store with a fun tagline that comes in like secondhand clothes, first-hand fun. So upon first inspection, there are two things that stand out for me on this particular site. There is a section where they outline a list of wanted items for the upcoming season. So as you know, we have four seasons in every year. The next eye-catching area is where you have the option to create a goodie box. I know, how cool is that? A goodie box of items where they charge only $10 deposit for this particular service. And they pick out some goodies and stick it in a box. And it's like a surprise box, I guess you can call it. You'll also be impressed by the fact that the store is laid out by several categories. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been to a department store? Let's not call any names. Where you're searching for, a designer outlet or low-cost designer items, and you have to go through racks and racks and racks of clothes to find something good. One store comes to mind straight away, but I'm not going to name it on this podcast. But the cool thing are the categories that they have are brands. So everything is laid out by brands. You have Ann Taylor, Banana Republic, Free People, Madewell, Lululemons, and J. Crew. All laid out by sizes as well. Extra small, small, medium, large, extra large, and plus. Departments. So you have sale, clothing, premium, designer, maternity, plus, juniors, shoes, handbags, accessories, and jewelry. And then it's even laid out by price as well. $10, $20, and $50. By style, I know this sounds really weird. You have boho, edgy, designer, preppy, casual. And then by age, you have women and kids. I think it's so cool because it means that you can find things way easier and you're shopping for a buyer. The shopping experience is so much better than having to go by yourself, spending hours in the store trying to find something that is, say, below $20, that is edgy or preppy, that is size small from Banana Republic, suitable for women. Oh, you can just filter it all in online. So as a seller, it means that you're giving the buyer a nicer, much nicer experience by sticking to this particular platform. And the name again is ThredUp. And that's ThredUp. All one word. They also offer free shipping and easy returns. So you can head on over to successunscrambled.com/sell-your-stuff-online. So that's sell-your-stuff-online to find these amazing platforms. All right, number six, apartment therapy marketplace, or sometimes it's also called apartment therapy bazaar. So by now you've managed to make some money after going through all of the other ones for you and your family. So it is time to spruce up your home with secondhand deals from apartment therapy. Well, you can make money as well. I have to say that I'm already impressed by the quality of the listings, as it is not quite what I was expecting from a secondhand marketplace. You'll be happy to know that everything is listed into five different categories: lighting, furniture, tabletop, accessories, and rugs. Have you ever been to a secondhand furniture store? Oh my goodness, there's just stuff everywhere, jam-packed up to the door. And oh, it just gives you the cringes. But this one is so good. It's all online. You can just go by department, pick what you want. So from the buyer's point of view, it's really easy. And for you as a seller, it's great as well. You can just list your item by category and give the buyer a very, very good experience. Each photo of the item just seems to be so professional. Like if it's taken by an expert and according to very specific requirements. I'm sure they just touch up your photos when you send them in. All the items fall into two broad areas, namely ships. So it item actually can be, it's shippable, or you can have an in-person pickup. So obviously some of the furniture can be shipped and some of it you have to come and collect it yourself. But the good thing is you don't have to meet with perfect strangers, if that makes sense. So like many other platforms, they offer apps for both iOS and Android, which is amazing. Amazing. All right. Number seven, we have Chairish. Okay. So this is Chairish spelled differently. So it's Chairish. Head on over to successunscrambled.com/sell-your-stuff-online. So that's sell-your-stuff-online. And you'll see the list of items, places and platforms there. So if you're looking for something that is more vintage for your home, then Chairish may be a great option for you. Everything seems to be well organized again, with prices ranging from a mere $10 to only $49,500. Yes, for a single item. I just saw a vase by Giampaolo Segusu for only $26,000. Yeah, that's, you know, not a lot of money, you know. Pocket change. I might actually pay them to keep it in the shop, as I am so afraid that it will get damaged during the transit. You have the option to shop by the following categories: price, location and shipping, style, color, and pieces or sets. All that's left for you to do is to dig out those vintage pieces from your grandmother or your great-grandmother and see if you can top that price of $49,500 and, you know, just have that item that is the most expensive item in the shop. Think about it. It'd be fun. All right, at number 8, we have Wallapop. And that's Wallapop. They've got headquarters in Spain. Wallapop caught my attention because they seem like a classified ads website, and they sell everything, including property. Many of the listings are in Spanish, so if you speak Spanish or habla español, well, you'll find this one very exciting. Some of the items actually are in English as well, and they actually list places for sale or for rent in London as well. So like many platforms, they even have an iOS and Android app. Although it is very much a classified site, the design of the site is neat. For residents in the US, this might not be an attractive option, unless you're looking for an item that is difficult to find. Or maybe you want to buy a property in Spain. Mm-hmm. Googled it. Oh, awesome. All right, Boku is at number nine, and that's book with a double O at the end. An intriguing option when it comes to finding a place to sell your stuff online. The name of Boku, I was expecting a lot of books. However, the option to sell almost everything is available. The list of countries covered include Kuwait, Japan, Portugal, Korea, Belgium, Italy, USA, UK, Germany, and Spain. They claim to cover over 2.6 million neighborhoods in total. It made me wonder what the criteria was for a place to be considered a neighborhood. Just don't know. But there's a section on the right-hand side that shows you a list of the hottest searches, so you can almost know if people are already searching, you know, for the item that you want to sell. When you first arrive to the site, you're presented with a list of neighborhoods rather than a list of items on sale, which is interesting. You can easily pick up a 4-bed, 1,700 square foot house in Korea for only 320,000 yen. Yep, that's it. Off you go. All right, next up at number 10, we've got Mercari. They seem to pride themselves in the fact that there is no need for meetups with strangers in strange places. Just list the item, and when it's sold, you get a printable shipping label emailed to the seller. You will need to pay a flat fee of 10% for each item that is sold. Insurance of $200 is included with items using their prepaid shipping feature. Right, so apps again are available both on iOS and Android. Sellers, they focus very much on making sure that the sellers are successful, because what they do is give you a list of items that are selling like hotcakes. They even offer a money-back guarantee, which is very interesting. Buyers can shop by brand or by category. They even have a dedicated handmade section as well. All right. Tradesy, another platform that is focused on women. It's called Tradesy, and it's in at number 11. Tradesy has apps on both iOS and Android. Their tagline at the time of writing this post is, "Sell what is in your closet today to buy what you crave tomorrow." Mm-hmm. Well, all the prices include shipping, which is great news for buyers. They claim to offer the safest and most stylish place to buy, sell, and even connect with fashionable women. One thing I noticed that stands out about this particular site is that they have a section or a tab for weddings, which is awesome. Of course, I had to head over there to see what the prices were like for their dresses. I never knew something like this existed, so I must be very ignorant as I found this one size wedding dress as shown in the image. So you have to head on over to Success. unscramble.com/sell-your-stuff-online. So that's sell-your-stuff-online. So a one size fits all wedding dress. Okay. They also have veils, jewelry, shoes, tablecloths, and accessories. If you are feeling too lazy to pick and pack your items for shipping, they also offer an in-home closet concierge service. That means they send someone out to help clear your closet, pack the items, and they take it to the store. Very cool. Tradesy charges a 19.8% on quip commission fees and transactions over $50. There is also a 2.9% safe transfer fee for withdrawals. Okay, so not very cheap, but you know, it might be well worth it, especially if you're selling something like a wedding dress that is probably in the range of $1,000. All right, number 12, we've got Letgo. At first, I thought it was a standard buy and sell used stuff classified website, but upon closer inspection, Letgo also has a section for services. It reminds me a bit of Craigslist, but a more modern version of the platform. It is very colorful and seems to be easier to use. The images within the listings are very amateur, given that this platform is a very local feel. There is even a section for free stuff with a lot of listings for paid services. So depending on what you're selling, you may or may not like this particular platform or even offering. All right, Book Scouter is in at number 13. Finally, a platform dedicated to books. I wish I knew about this 2 years ago because I gave several boxes of books to charity. I know you're probably thinking I'm stingy, but they were very hesitant to take the books. So I might have gotten a few dollars for the books if I had used this option. You will get the best price for your books because they allow you to compare the price across 35 different or other vendors. The good news is that Book Scouter actually gives textbook scholarships to college students, so you'll be supporting a really good cause. They offer a recently searched high-value books list, but you will need to be logged in on the pro account to gain access to this very precious list. So as you can see, I have a screenshot in the show notes. You can see a potential price of the book from the list of vendors listed. So you need to head on over to successunscramble.com/sell-your-stuff-online. That's sell-your-stuff-online to see all the screenshots and show notes. The Real Reel is in at number 14. I know that name sounds weird, but that's the name of the platform. The name for this consignment platform is a bit strange. I spent time scrolling through the site to figure out why they use that name. Maybe it has to do with the fact that they work with a lot of branded items as well as fine jewelry. I'm not really sure. But I must say that their jewelry section is very attractive, because you can get these fine items for something like 75% off the original retail price. If you want to sell your stuff online for buyers that are more interested in high value items, then you might want to investigate the option of dealing with the platform called The Real Reel. Carousel is in at number 15. They've got headquarters in Singapore, and they offer a consumer-to-consumer connection that's available both on Android and iOS. They offer a wide range of things, including property to buy or rent, cars for sale, fashion, home furnishings, electronics, hobbies and games, as well as jobs and services. The reason why I listed this here is that a lot of the prices that they offer, say for things like wedding invitations and stuff like that, is quite cheap compared to buying it from, you know, stuff in your local city. So you might want to contact them directly, like the sellers directly. They may not be able to sell it to you online just like that, but depending on, you know, if you have friends in those locations, you can get them to buy it through there and then ship it to you out either in the US or the UK or in Europe. Areas served only include Southeast Asia, like Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Singapore. Right. 16, we have RECE. Okay, that's R-E and an S-E-E. Their motto is to keep the best iconic pieces of past fashion in circulation. These fashion experts will bring your beloved items back to life. Take, for example, this 1991 fall butterfly dress for only 4,200 euro. Yes, for a dress. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, so you might have a dress somewhere in your closet that might be worth 4,200, so you better start looking. Anyway, I'm starting to wonder if I have any vintage pieces in my closet because I can be sitting on an absolute fortune. The good news is that they ship worldwide to the US and Europe with zero duties on orders, which is amazing. When you think about it, you normally have to pay a custom fee whenever you import things. And you shouldn't have to pay custom fees on used items. But anyway, now you know, you can go to this particular site, RECE, as it's called, to buy your clothes at ridiculously high prices without having to pay any duties. The process for submitting your quality item can be done via appointment only or by proposing your item via an online form. So very, very exclusive. All right, next up we've got Wish. I have to admit that I never knew that there was an option to sell your stuff on Wish. I know, that sounds, if you knew before me, well done. I didn't know that. I always saw it as this annoying place that sold fast fashion items on the cheap. So my question is, why are these items so cheap? If I were to sell on Wish, then it will obviously have to be quite a low priced item. Anyway, to sell on Wish, you need to go to merchant.wish.com and sign up for free using that link, bearing in mind the kind of prices buyers are expecting on this particular platform. As you can see, I have an example in the show notes. There's a pair of warm winter boots priced at 25 euro plus an additional 7 euro for shipping. I know. Have you ever purchased anything on Wish, and what was your experience? Anyway, while you're thinking of that question, let's move on to number 18. Depop is at number 18 and they're based in London. Depop also has offices in Milan and New York. They have over 13 million users in over 147 countries. I read an article there recently that suggests that teens are making up to $300,000 selling clothes on Depop, which sounds crazy and unbelievable. Anyway, I downloaded the app, obviously. I've downloaded several of these apps just to, you know, see what it's like. I decided to explore it to see what's available that might be of interest to me, as well as to experience its features, because it says that they say in the news article, it's a cross between Instagram and eBay. So it gives you that feeling of Instagram where you can sort of engage with the actual listing of the item that you put up for sale. I've left an image shot in the show notes. You can head on over there to successonscramble.com/sell-your-stuff. That's sell-your-stuff online. So as you can see from the screenshot, the app, you have the ability to bookmark, like, and even message the person selling the item. And the image I have up here, I know you can't see it while you're listening, but you can head over to the show notes, and it shows that 50 people actually like the item that has been listed. So it gives you straight away, as a seller, gives you straight away feedback as to whether people like the item or not, which is great. The prices may not be as low as those found on Wish, but it certainly gives you the option to have a very engaging shopping experience. From the point of view of the seller, you can actually get immediate feedback should you decide to use this platform to sell your stuff online. Depop will take a 10% cut on your sales. A great way to do a background check on Depop is to check out their reviews on Trustpilot. I've left the link again in the show notes. And then you can also grab their seller's manual. Again, I've left the link in the show notes. At number 19 is one that everyone probably heard about before. It's called Poshmark. If you ever wanted to make $1 million selling clothes online, then Poshmark seems to be the perfect app to do that, just that. Founded in 2011 by four founders, Poshmark now has over 5 million sellers on the app. They offer apps for both iOS and Android. Sellers and buyers from the USA and Canada are the only ones who can use this app for now. Posh Protect is available for buyers, which means their payment is kept safe until they receive delivery of the order. Sellers are given a prepaid shipping label that they can use to ship items to buyers. All right. At number 20, we've got Shpock. So that's S-H-P-O-C-K. So the name Shpock derives from the ability to shop from your pocket. It is really designed for locals buying from each other or selling to each other. So items will need to be hand-delivered or collected in person. There is the option to ship the item with the express permission of the buyer. When you download the app, you will notice that it relies heavily on location services of your smartphone to show you a range of products in your local area. It is free to list and sell your stuff on Shpock, so they don't charge a commission or fees for listing or selling your items. I have given you an example of something for sale on Shpock. You need to head over to the show notes. You have the ability to see all the communication between the seller and other interested buyers as well. All right, at number 21, getting there, very close. We've got one called 5 Miles, and you need to hear about this one because it's so different from all of the other apps so far, but interesting. They've got apps again available to download on the iOS and Android. 5 Miles is one of those platforms that allow you to sell your stuff locally using a twist. They have a feature called the 5 Mile Dash, where participants are encouraged to bid on an item before the time expires. So it's quite a fast-moving sale, as users would need to remain engaged in order to get the item at the desired price. Bids are free, so you only pay if you win. There are 40 items being auctioned at the very same time, so I wouldn't advise you to bid more than one or more than two because, oh my goodness, it just keeps going and going and going. It's a very high adrenaline experience for those involved. There are over 1.5 million active users on the platform, and there is a process involved in signing up as a seller. Each item that you want to sell needs to go through an approval process before it goes live. And this is for the 5 Mile Dash. There's another section that isn't involved in the auction, but if you want your item that you're selling to go through the auction process, it has to go through an approval process before it goes live. And all bids start at $1. So just take a note of that. 5 Miles only seem to cater to buyers and sellers based in the US. My only concern is that the purchased items need to be done by in-person delivery in a public place, which is a bit of a disappointment. All right, up next we've got number 22, Trove Market. Another great platform if you're specifically looking to sell used furniture online. Apps are available for both iOS and Android. It has a very local focus, showing you used furniture in your local area for sale. You also have the ability to list electronics and art on the platform. Buyers can only pay cash for the items that they don't. Buyers can only pay cash for the items that they want to buy from Trove. Of course, items will also need to be collected from the seller. So you see there. At one point, Trove did accept credit cards payments online, but this is something that they no longer offer. So a very basic platform when it comes to selling your stuff is only open to people in the US for now and can be found at usetrove.com. Number 23, woohoo! As you probably can already tell from the name, it's called Vestiaire Collective. It specializes in luxury secondhand items for sale. There are apps available to download on the iOS and Android so that you can sell your stuff on the go. Similar to the folks at Tradesy, Vestia, I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong, offers a concierge service which offers free pickup, expert pricing, and professional photography. I wonder what I did with that old Fendi bag. I'm sure I already gave it to charity 2 years ago. Ah well. Apparently there is a curation team on hand to help optimize your product listing for when you list the product yourself. Prepaid shipping labels are available in over 30 countries, including the UK, USA, Canada, Austria, Belgium. You can check the list there. I've left the link in the show notes. You can head on over to successunscrambled.com/sell-your-stuff-online. So that's sell-your-stuff-online. The one thing that stands out most to me about this particular platform is that they cater to buyers and sellers worldwide. Yee-hoo! Vestia charges what is called an authentication fee to buyers, which is how they generate an income for the use of their platform. It is normally 2%. As a buyer, they charge a commission as well, which is somewhere between 20 and 25%. And So as a seller, they charge a commission as well, which is somewhere between 20-25%. I've left a link in the show notes. You can have a look at their commission charges. On the low end, the charge £13, that's sterling, for anything priced up to £130 and £1,300 sterling for anything priced over £6,500. Buyers are also given the option to make their payment in three installments using Affirm Loans. It is also a very sophisticated platform altogether. I've actually tried them out and listed my first three items, which is amazing. Okay, up next at number 24 is Swappa. This platform is very similar to Declutter in that it gives you the opportunity to sell technology items. Two main differences stand out, which are they also allow you to sell cameras and home technology, which I found quite surprising. Imagine being able to sell things like your Alexa, Echo Dot, Apple TV, Roku, Google Home, Nest thermostat, and even your home cameras. I suppose people move on to bigger things and better things. And there are people who also downgrade as well. So when it comes to warranties, Swappa offers protection plans via a third-party company, but only for smartphones and MacBooks. Free shipping, or shipping included, on all goods is available in their shop. There is even PayPal protection included for buyers. Swappa is only available in the US for now, which makes sense due to the differences in plugs, electric currents, and power outlets globally. Sellers do have the option if they choose to ship internationally. At number 25, we've got Reverb. Where are my musicians? You'll be happy to hear that you can finally sell that old guitar, keyboard, and violin thanks to the services offered at Reverb. I cannot show the site to my daughter because she will go absolutely crazy. She already has close to 10 instruments and all have names. Oh, I can't even remember them all. Shh, don't tell her. You would not believe it, but I just saw a podcast microphone on there at such a very low and ridiculous price. Okay, so you are not going to believe me, but this platform is global. And so far, you can find instruments available across 80 countries. That's 80 countries. They also have their very own Reverb payments platform or solution, and sellers can assist buyers by offering finance options using Affirm financing, but it's only available for US residents. There are mainly four types of fees that you can expect as a seller using the Reverb platform. These include selling fee of 3.5%, payment processing fee, bump fees that will help you boost exposure to listings, nothing to do with pregnancy, I can assure you. Reverb also has a fee called shipping label fees. So far, this is one of the best sites I've seen when it comes to encouraging a global economy for sellers. So, I really enjoyed researching and writing and recording about these 25 platforms to sell your stuff online. By far the best way to make 10,000 or even 100,000 just from the stuff in your house and stuff that you get from thrift shops. Think of all the fun you will have to find treasures and selling them only a few days later. I did not include places like Craigslist, Amazon FBA, eBay, or even Facebook Marketplace. Because you can easily find that information elsewhere. If you have any experience like me doing Amazon FBA, you know it can be fun, but the things needed to get consistent can be so stressful, especially buyer's returns. I know you don't do buyer's returns yourself, but oh my goodness. Anyway, so what has been your experience to date with this kind of gig? Did you manage to sell your stuff on these platforms? Remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this particular podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. If you're just at the start of your journey to make money online and you are facing obstacles along the way, then you can take a look at these motivational quotes for work success. If you're a teacher looking to make extra cash, you can check out the side jobs for teachers, which are also great for anyone wanting to become a tutor. Do you prefer to start a business on the side that only takes a weekend, or to start it, that is? Then grab the list of 25 businesses that you can start on a low budget in just a single weekend. I've left a link in the show notes. If you are a startup or small business and need to hire a virtual assistant to complete tasks such as social media marketing, blogging, keyword research, or Pinterest account management, then take a look at the packages that I have available. I've left the link in the show notes. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.